Lift him up, October 23. Press together. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. God has selected a people in these last days whom he has made the depositaries of his law. And this people will ever have disagreeable tasks to perform. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. It will require much diligence and a continual struggle to keep evil out of our churches. There must be rigid, impartial discipline exercised, for some who have a semblance of religion will seek to undermine the faith of others and will privily work to exalt themselves. The Lord Jesus, on the Mount of Olives, plainly stated that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He speaks of a class who have fallen from a high state of spirituality. Let such utterances as these come home with solemn, searching power to our hearts. Where is the fervor, the devotion to God, that corresponds to the greatness of the truth which we claim to believe? The love of the world, the love of some darling sin, has weaned the heart from the love of prayer and of meditation on sacred things. A formal round of religious services is kept up, but where is the love of Jesus? Spirituality is dying. Is this torpor, this mournful deterioration, to be perpetuated? Is the lamp of truth to flicker and go out in darkness because it is not replenished by the oil of grace? Self-esteem and self-sufficiency are killing spiritual life. Self is lifted up. Self is talked about. Oh, that self might die! I die daily, said the Apostle Paul. When this proud, boasting self-sufficiency and this complacent self-righteousness permeate the soul, there is no room for Jesus. He is given an inferior place, while self swells into importance and fills the whole temple of the soul. This is the reason why the Lord can do so little for us. Should he work with our efforts, the instrument would appropriate all the glory to his own smartness, his wisdom, his ability, and he would congratulate himself, as did the Pharisee. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. When self shall be hidden in Christ, it will not be brought to the surface so frequently. It is only when we are careful to carry out the Master's orders without leaving our stamp and identity upon the work that we work efficiently and harmoniously. Press together, said the angel. Press together.